Sinisterhood is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARD MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
Glowing red eyes, an enormous wingspan, and a feeling of fear and dread. The residents of a sleepy West Virginia town knew something was afoot. Was it a visitor from another planet, an undiscovered species, or was something even more sinister to blame? This week's episode is Mothman.
Up, bump in the night, your heart fills with dread. Probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed, you'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinisterhood.
I'm gonna kill you. A lot of things I travel a lot for work, so a lot of the time when I'm doing research for the show, I'm in an airplane, and I was just in an airplane going to and then coming back from Las Vegas reading this Mothman book and taking notes, and the poor woman beside me was just trying to read her Us Weekly, and I was writing some real weird stuff.
Yeah. Hey, you're not going to find anything more interesting in Us Weekly than the Mothman.
I mean, come on, lady. What do you think you're going to find? Oh, Jennifer Aniston found a new man. It's like, yeah, oh, really?
Boring.
Was it a Mothman?
No.
Is that who she found?
Jennifer Aniston finds a Mothman is a great headline.
That's a Weekly World News headline.
Although, here is my biggest issue with this episode. Why is he called Mothman?
First of all,
ain't nothing about this thing a moth.
Moths don't have heads. It's just one big body.
And it's everybody describes it as a bird. Why haven't they just called him Birdman? Some people, I think, did. But where did Moth come to
Harvey Birdman. From? He's an attorney at law.
Right?
Birdman.
I don't. And it's also not the same color as a moth.
That's true.
Oh, and also, I know because I have some insider information, but one of us is terrified of moths.
Shut up.
In real life.
When I was a
it
child,
is not me.
Let me just say, when I was a little girl, I was having a sleepover with my friends, and the biggest moth I've ever seen, it was as big as an adult hand. This wasn't a baby hand moth.
Do you know this because it landed on one of your parents' hands?
It was a big old man hand moth, and it was so big, and I remember trying to kill it and chase it with the TV guide. And back then, the TV guide was like about, what'd you say? It was about 5x7.
Yeah.
Thick.
They were full on books.
Thick bound TV guide, which we were subscribers.
Of course.
And how else would you know it was on television? And I remember chasing this giant moth down with this TV guide. And finally, it was like 2 a.m. with my friends. And finally, we caught it. And finally, I beat this moth to death.
Oh, poor moth.
With a TV guide. This humongous.
Why didn't you try to let it outside?
It had to die, Christy. It had to die. So we killed the moth, and my mother wakes up, and she says, how did you sleep last night? And we said, we had to kill a moth. And she said, okay. And I said, no, you don't understand. We had to kill it with the TV guide. And she was sitting at the dining room table reading the newspaper, not looking up, which is such a good bit. And she's like, what'd it look like? And I said, it was huge. It was like the size of a hand, and it was gray and brown on its back, and it had huge wings, and it was probably 6 inches across. And she goes, oh, my God. And she looks down at the newspaper, and she said, oh, well, you're not going to believe this headline. And I said, what? And she said, it says here, moth escapes from local Dallas zoo, $10,000 reward. Well, I guess you just killed the moth. And me and my friends said, no.
Classic Nancy.
She was pulling pranks and doing bits.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And she said, I'm just kidding. No, it was fine. You should have killed it. It was nasty.
My dad was terrified of them, too.
I'm very scared of moths.
But I don't even think they had to be oversized moths. even regular sized moths he was scared of. So what is it? Is it Silence of the Lambs?
Oh, I think there's a whole moth thing in that.
No, there is. But is that where your fear comes from?
Oh, no. Silence of the Lambs just made me scared of holes in basements and buckets of lotion.
Oh, God, yeah.
I think it's just the fact that they fly around kind of without rhyme or reason. You know, a butterfly
sort of... Well, they're attracted to light. Well, so they're always looking for that flame.
They're always trying to go... Me too, y'all. Chasing that fire. Never gonna find it. Mm-hmm. But I think that's why... Oh, come on. So I think what really terrifies me of moths is they're fluttering and they don't really have a course that they're following.
Okay. So they don't have a path in life and that upsets that, you?
It irritates me when...
I feel that.
You know what? Get your shit together, moth.
Figure out do other flying things bother you?
No, because birds know where they're going. They're going. They're following the current.
Butterflies?
And those. I feel like butterflies know where they're going. They're following the pollen. Moths are just like... from one life to the next.
So they're kind of scatterbrained and chaotic. And that... upsets you.
Sketchy they're sketchy insects.
And they are kind of weirdly soft and fluttering and kind of just look odd.
Also, why are you beating my clothes, moth? Rude.
But don't they turn into butterflies?
No, caterpillars turn into butterflies.
What do moths turn into?
Trash. They're just themselves until they die.
Oh.
They have no chance of metamorphosis.
Well, a lot of people share Heather's fear. When it's a giant Mothman, well, which we're going to be discussing today.
And I was going to say, I love butterflies. I have a tattoo of one. And if I saw a giant butterfly, maybe I wouldn't be as scared. But a giant moth is very terrifying.
Giant, but anything oversized kind of creeps me out. Unless it's from Wendy's, y'all. Then I'm fine with...
Have you been eating a lot of Wendy's?
I do eat a lot of Wendy's.
It's right by your house.
Yeah.
I eat a lot of Taco Bell right by your house.
That's a good Taco Bell.
It is a good one.
Well, I'm Christy.
I'm Heather.
And today we are talking about Mothman. So what is the Mothman?
You tell me.
The Mothman is a cryptid of West Virginia folklore that was reportedly seen in the Point Pleasant area from November 12, 1966 to December 15, 1967. It has been described as a giant bird the size of a man standing 7 to 8 feet tall, with a wingspan of 10 to 15 feet, a black or gray feathered body, and ominous giant glowing red eyes.
They kept saying that the eyes were like bicycle reflectors. They said that
maybe it was a bicyclist.
Maybe. Everyone's like, what's that guy doing?
He's riding a bike in the air.
Get out of here, you hippie. Riding a truck like a man.
Again, nowhere in this description does it say it looks like a giant moth.
That's true.
It's a giant bird.
It doesn't say brown or gray.
I do not understand why moth ever came to be.
They also said it didn't flap its wings. It would just shoot up in there like a helicopter. I'm like, whirly bird man? That could be one?
Who knows? Well, the first sightings took place on November 12th, 1966, when five men were digging a grave at a cemetery near Clinendon, West Virginia.
Very quick question.
Uh-huh.
They're professionals, right?
You know what? Never came across that. Do not know.
Who's to say?
But I did notice on my way over here, Clinendon is a street right by me.
Oh, look at that.
Maybe that's where Mothman lives.
Probably.
He's probably been there this whole time. The men said they saw a man-like figure fly low from the trees over their heads and then disappear into the night.
Oh, man.
2 nights later, on November 15th, the Mothman was spotted again when two young couples took a drive to an area known as the TNT region, a former electrical generator factory from World War II.
Yeah, they said that this was basically an area where they manufactured a ton of weapons and arms, and then they would put them in these, like, igloos, and once the war was over, they emptied them out and just filled in the igloos. They gave it to the town, and then they had this generator plant that just shut down.
And there were all these tunnels that ran underneath it, and a bunch of ponds and animal sanctuary type stuff around it.
Yeah, it was a lot of flora and forest.
So the Mothman could have just been chilling there and surviving for quite some time.
And then people going up finger banging each other and interrupting him.
Couple finger banging.
I know, right? Why are there two together? Hey, do you want to drive up to Lover's Point? Yeah, call Rick and Mary and see if they want to go. Okay.
So we're taking one car, right? That's the only way I'm going.
We have to conserve gas.
Well, the couple said they saw a large gray creature whose eyes glowed red when flashed upon by their car's headlights, and it looked like a large flying man with 10-foot wings. The young lovers said they tried to speed away, but the creature flew after them, its speeds topping 100 miles per hour. Eventually, when they neared the city lights, it disappeared back into the dark.
Detective Halstead of Point Pleasant described both of these young couples as just good kids, and they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't make a false report.
They wouldn't
report.
Make up something like that?
Yes, he said that. He said they definitely saw something out there.
Well.
So Detective Halstead ain't playing.
The next day, the first newspaper report on the Mothman was published in the Point Pleasant Register with the headline, "Couple see man-sized bird, creature, something."
Okay.
What a headline.
That's not even a report.
Nobody even knows what they're reporting on.
Extra. Read all about it. A thing happened today.
Yeah, exactly.
Was it a good or a bad thing?
I don't know, but it was a thing.
Maybe you should buy the paper and find out. It was the first clickbait.
Oh, it was clickbait.
It was the very first
Mothman
clickbait.
Mothman was the first clickbait.
Now we know.
Over the next few days, more and more sightings of a large bird with red eyes were reported. Newell Partridge, a resident of Point Pleasant, claims he was watching television one night when all of a sudden the picture went fuzzy.
That's just the 1960s.
Exactly.
For you. Or you have a small family situation and you're about to get visited by a succubus.
Maybe. Either. At the same time, his German Shepherd began barking loudly, and he heard a loud screeching sound coming from outside his house. When he went outside to investigate, he claims he saw two red glowing eyes. Before he could make out what it was, the thing flew away. His dog chased after it, but never returned.
Dog was named Bandit.
Yes.
Very good dog.
That's a good dog name. Good German Shepherd dog name.
Rest in peace, Bandit.
Aww.
Newell said that he saw the eyes about 100 yards away near his barn, and that the dog snarled and then whimpered and then barked and ran for it, and that was the last time he ever saw Bandit.
Oh, that's so sad.
I like to think that Mothman took Bandit and he made him like his Max, like the Grinch situation.
Aww.
And he took him up to his spaceship and
Maybe.
He said, "Hello, fellow aliens.
Yes.
This is my new Earth
I hope
creature.
That is what happened to Bandit.
And Bandit lived a long life.
Over the next 13 months, more than 100 Mothman sightings took place in Point Pleasant, with credible witnesses like couples, firefighters, and larger groups of people. Then suddenly, disaster struck the small town, and the Mothman was never seen nor heard from again.
A couple of these people even submitted to neurological and psychological testing, and it was found that they were all credible.
Yeah.
That no one was schizophrenic.
Usually,
no
if it's just one person seeing something at night, there's a lot of questions to be had. Mm-hmm. These were couples, people that had respectable jobs. So a lot of credible witnesses were saying that they spotted this thing.
And this was a fairly educated small town.
Mm-hmm.
The people all worked at skilled factory jobs. So it wasn't, not that you shouldn't trust a bunch of rural farmers, but it was a modern, they watched television, they read the newspaper. You know, it was
weren't a bunch of hillbillies.
Correct. It was a modern, middle class, working class town.
Interesting. On December 15th, 1967, while loaded with rush hour traffic, the Silver Bridge, an I-bar chain suspension bridge which carried U.S. Route 35 over the Ohio River, connecting Point Pleasant and Gallipolis, Ohio, collapsed, killing 46 people. 44 of the bodies were recovered, but sadly, two of the victims were never found. This is one of my greatest fears, is driving over a bridge and collapsing.
I'm afraid of moths and bridges.
Well, those are two. One of those is a very understandable fear.
All right, rude. But I will say, not necessarily this kind of bridge, but more like on a highway.
Yeah, I'm really oh, man, the Mixmaster.
Tell me about it.
Good
if you guys
God.
Aren't familiar with Dallas or the High Five.
Yes.
They built where all these highways come together. They are.
It's a disaster waiting to happen.
I was going
to
say easily a High Five bridge is easily, without looking it up, I would guess approximately 13, 15 stories in the air. It's high.
At least.
It's as high as or taller than nearby buildings.
Oh, yeah.
And the people that have fallen or jumped off, you don't make it.
No. And if you were stuck on that bridge in rush hour and it collapsed, you wouldn't make it.
Oh,
either.
No, no, no. It'd
Nor would anybody underneath.
That would be a disaster.
Because this thing, one of those falls and it falls on the thing below it and below it.
Dominoes.
God, so scary. Also, I'd like to rescind that I said only one of those was something worthy of being afraid of.
Thank you. Moths are scary.
Because they can't. I don't want to ever shit on things that people are scared of.
Thank you.
Because it's a weird thing. We had a listener that messaged us and said, y'all were talking about weird things that you were scared of when you were kids, and she was scared of that robot from Short Circuit. She was terrified that she said when she would go to bed at night, she had to sleep with her door closed because she would just lay in bed and envision it rolling into her bedroom. And upon first imagination of that, it is a very funny image. But then if you think about it, that would be fucking terrifying if this robot just rolled into your room.
I just pulled up a picture of this robot and it's very funny.
Because he's so cute.
But look at those talons he's got. He could get you. You know what, listener? You're right. That is a scary
robot. Her name
robot.
Is Allison, and Allison, we appreciate your honesty and vulnerability.
That is accurate. I apologize for initially laughing. I mean, to be
fair. Did, I initially laughed as well, and she said all of her friends did, too. So we're not giving her anything she hasn't already
You're talking about a very large, fat kid that was scared of the leprechaun. Why? He's shorter than
the
me.
The leprechaun is scary.
But he was littler than
He's
me.
He's supposed to be scary.
I could have tackled him. I was a very fat kid.
I'm terrified
and very
of roaches.
Tall. Oh, yeah.
Like, legit scary, especially the ones that fly. Hell no. I got trapped in a bar bathroom once because there was a roach on the handle and I didn't know how to get out. So I just stayed in the bathroom.
Woman trapped in bathroom.
Yeah, that is a headline also.
Woman trapped in bathroom. What happens? Flip the page to find out. I think we're learning how to save the newspaper
this
industry.
This is how the newspaper can incorporate clickbait. We've just solved the paper
You're
problem.
You're welcome, Dallas Morning News.
Mm-hmm.
Sinisterhood is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Investigation of the wreckage of the bridge pointed to the cause of the collapse being the failure of a single eye bar in a suspension chain due to a small defect just 0.1 inches deep.
Man.
Inspection prior to construction would not have been able to notice the tiny crack.
What?
The only way to detect the fracture would have been to disassemble the eye bar. The technology used for inspection at the time was not capable of detecting such cracks. Analysis also showed that the bridge was carrying much heavier loads than it had originally been designed for and had been poorly maintained.
People have died, so I'm not going to make jokes about heavy loads and cracks.
You're a very mature
I'm
person.
Very mature. But I will say that's horrifying that I this know. Is one of those tragedies that you think, what could we have done to stop
a
it?
A lot. One thing you could have done to
fill
stop
that,
it.
Fill that crack.
Fill that. You could have made sure that this was assembled correctly for one, but this
maintenance.
This is what I'm always scared of with bridges is when there is a huge traffic jam and there's way more weight on them than should be, and you're in the middle of it, and you know, oh, this bridge was not built for this.
You have a San Andreas style event where it starts shaking, or a Land of the Lost situation.
Yes,
your car's going in that crack and you're going back in time.
Mm-hmm.
Land of the Lost.
Oh God,
do you remember that show?
I don't think I've seen that.
There was a 1960s version where a family is in a Jeep and there's an earthquake and the earth cracks open and they fall through the crack in the earth.
Was this animated?
Mm-mm. It was like partially claymation. I think the dinosaurs were claymation, and they go and they're in Land of the Lost and they have their Jeep. I don't know how they ever explain how it runs continuously if there's no gasoline, but they fall through into like a Jurassic Park prehistoric time. And they did a remake in the 90s, and I was a big fan of that.
I remember the remake. Oh, I didn't know that was the original thing.
Oh, yeah, it was a TV show.
I did see Land Before Time a lot.
Oh, it was so sad.
Oh, my God. Littlefoot.
So sad.
Well, while these reasons were the official explanation for why the bridge collapsed, some residents felt something more sinister was to blame, and that it was connected to the recent Mothman sightings. Theories arose that Point Pleasant was a portal to an alternate realm. In addition to the Mothman sightings, reports of UFOs, poltergeists, and bizarre light phenomenons had been reported in the area, leading some to believe that they were all connected to the Silver Bridge tragedy.
Some shit was going down in Point Pleasant.
Mm-hmm. While some accused the Mothman of being responsible for the Silver Bridge destruction, others hypothesized that despite his frightening appearance, he might have been sent to warn the town of the impending tragedy.
I just want to say this: I relate heavily to the Mothman.
Oh, even this is how you face your fears. You see, we're most scared of that which reminds us of ourselves.
Oh my God!
You are the Mothman.
I am Mothman. He is freakish and excessive and just trying to chase the light. And he's just trying to help. And everyone blames disaster on him. And they
he's
all
just trying to help.
I'm just trying to help.
You're just trying. Heather's just Heather man.
I'm having a Mother. Day. I'm having a day.
The 1975 book, The Mothman Prophecies, written by John Keel, and the 2002 movie based on the book starring Richard Gere, alluded to residents of Point Pleasant having psychic visions and dreams about the collapse of Silver Bridge.
I read the Mothman Prophecies
book. I've seen the book. I mean, I have seen the book, but I've also seen the movie.
You saw the movie. I read the book. The one thing that I couldn't get over was that the front of the book says, based on true stories.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was a nonfiction situation, and I was over halfway through it when I like zoomed out and looked, and it said based on true stories. Mm-hmm. And I wrote that at the top of my notes with a question mark. John Keel,
because it's so ridiculous that you can't imagine it was based on true stories.
No, I thought it was true, and I felt led astray.
Oh,
I think what he did was do composites of people. So if Bob and Gene Smith saw something and Todd and Martha saw something, he maybe would amalgamate their stories into one.
Yeah.
And maybe
he took some liberties
and like used fake names. But as I was reading the book, out of nowhere, and I think I texted you this, like out of nowhere, it just went from pretty reasonable reporting on the people of Point Pleasant to this is an opening to another dimension.
Yeah.
And I think
it took a sharp left turn.
I landed in Vegas and was like, well, I'm reading this book. Heads up. The notes are going to be very weird.
And you were not wrong. Oh, they were.
No. That is a very warning. If you guys want to read that book, it's very sexist.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was just saying
about
things,
Mothman?
No, about women.
Not about Mothman.
No, Mothman had the utmost respect.
Because he wasn't Mothwoman.
Correct.
Had he been.
He said, we have a hysterical bird lady flapping around.
Yeah.
No, he would say things like some of the people went and they all went back to reinvestigate one of the sightings and these women were screaming. And he said, then we had two hysterical women on our hands.
Well, the only thing worse than one hysterical woman.
Two.
Which we may rename our podcast.
Two hysterical.
Two hysterical women.
That's our slogan now. Sinisterhood. Two hysterical women.
I like that because it's a play on words because we're funny. Oh. We're also a little crazy.
Copyright.
Oh.
Dibs.
Trademark.
Dibs.
People also claimed that before a sighting, they would experience an eerie feeling and become overwhelmed with a sudden fear, and afterwards would feel sick, scared, pale, and shaken, just like Slenderman.
Oh.
All these urban legends and cryptids, they all have that in common.
They make you feel shitty?
Yeah. It's like a bad boyfriend or girlfriend.
Every time I'm about to meet him, I feel sick and nervous, and afterwards I vomit.
Yeah.
It's like, well,
okay.
Honey.
I've been on several dates
you
like that.
Cut him out.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible this otherworldly creature was sending telepathic messages to the residents of the town in an attempt to prevent the terrible tragedy? Strangely, there were no more reported sightings after the bridge collapsed.
What if this was a Wicked Witch style where Mothman could have just written in the sky, beware the bridge, kind of like Surrender
yes.
Dorothy that she does in Wizard of Oz.
Or Ferris Bueller style where just painted on a freaking water tower.
Say Ferris.
There's a lot of ways he could have communicated that would have been a little less destructive.
Maybe he has communication problems.
Oh, see, again,
he's
this is just a bad relationship.
He's afraid to express himself, and that's fine.
Mothman is just a bad relationship waiting to happen.
We're not here to emphasize the moth part. We're here to emphasize the man. He's a vulnerable man.
We know the moth. We'd like to get to know the man. Well, Point Pleasant isn't the only place to report Mothman sightings right before tragedy struck. In April 1968, workers at Chernobyl and residents of nearby Pripyat reported seeing a moth-like creature days before the Chernobyl disaster.
He was trying to save them.
What, was he, or did he cause it?
Oh,
that's
no.
What we don't know. Following the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001, rumors emerged that witnesses reported seeing a large crane-like figure in the vicinity of the towers 5 days prior to the attack. It had been 31 years since any such sightings of Mothman in North America. On the day of the horrific attack, Mothman was reported to have appeared again, some claiming they could see his face through clouds of smoke and debris.
What is so insane. What'd you say?
This is so insane. Maybe this tragedy happens and people are like, is that a plane? No, that's a moth.
I saw a goddamn Mothman.
What's that moth doing up there?
Maybe he was leading people to safety with his glowing red eyes.
Oh, maybe. Well,
or he's a member of Al-Qaeda and he has to be stopped.
One of the two. Coincidentally, or maybe not, Mothman sightings were again reported after another bridge collapsed, this time in Minneapolis, Minnesota. On August 1st, 2007, again during rush hour, a bridge on Interstate 35 gave way at its center. 13 people died and nearly 145 were injured in its fall. In the aftermath, residents claimed to have seen a Mothman-like figure in the month leading up to the disaster. Once again, skeptics dismissed it as a large heron or crane, but some felt he had come to warn them of the impending danger.
What we're learning here is that bridges
are very dangerous, and you should not drive on them during rush hour.
Avoid the bridge.
In April 2009, residents of La Junta in Chihuahua, Mexico, began noticing a tall, hairy creature with wide, expansive wings and bloodshot eyes.
He was just getting his smoke on.
It was during this time that the area began to see a rise in the swine flu epidemic. What a crazy time that was. Do you remember the swine flu? That was so crazy.
I'm going to give a shout out to Elise in Philly again. She was my boss at the time, and we were so terrified of the swine flu, and they ran out of Tamiflu in Chicago. Gosh. So she found an illegal Turkish pharmacy online.
Oh, God.
I take that back.
That's just problem solving.
Who's to say it was illegal? She found a Turkish pharmacy online that was willing to send her the Tamiflu. And we had a safe at work that only three of us had the combination for. And she said, I'm keeping the Tamiflu in the safe.
Wow.
If it goes missing, I will know it was one of us.
This is a very apocalyptic type situation you guys had on your hands.
She is smart as hell.
I love it.
Sinisterhood is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, 2 years later, in March 2011, right before the worst nuclear incident since Chernobyl, he was allegedly seen flying around Okuma, Fukushima, right before the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant exploded, holy which is, God. Again, a crazy, crazy story.
That's great. Mothman's just trying to help.
Maybe. Or is he causing all these problems?
Why are you besmirching Mothman?
I don't know. I've been scorned too many times.
Yeah, that's true.
So what
could... Why would I assume he was trying to help?
Because you're a hopeful person and I'm a negative person.
That's true. I'm a disgustingly hopeful person. It's a problem in my life.
And I'm very pessimistic. Well, what could he be? If not a Mothman, what could he be? Some explanations. A giant bird.
No,
this
I disagree.
This is what I think he is, everybody.
I disagree.
Mason County Sheriff George Johnson said he believed the sightings were due to an unusually large heron he termed a, quote, shite poke, which is kind of just a fun name to call
it. Oh, shit poke.
Wildlife biologist Dr. Robert L. Smith of West Virginia University told reporters the descriptions and sightings matched the sandhill crane, a large American crane almost as tall as a man with a 7-foot wingspan, featuring reddish-colored circles around its eyes. He believed the bird wandered out of its migration route and found itself in Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
Which, can you imagine if it's just a bird and it flies next to someone and they just scream at it? Of course it's going to shoot straight up in
yes,
the air and
fly
away.
Yes, it's terrified. You've scared it.
My question is, why is it chasing cars then?
Maybe he's trying to find his way back home. He's looking for some answers and some help.
He's just trying to get some help.
Yes. Well, John Keel refused to dismiss the strange phenomena as a
giant.
John
Keel is the author of The Mothman Prophecies.
Yes.
And he believes that it's an interdimensional being.
He's a bit of a nut. He's also sexist from what we've learned.
Just a little bit.
Well, he refused to dismiss the strange phenomena as a giant bird and even went so far as to show a photo of the sandhill crane to the residents of Point Pleasant to see if it matched what they saw. According to him, not a single person recognized it as the Mothman.
The only thing I disagree with was that very specifically, people would describe that it had man legs.
What does that even mean?
They said it had legs like a man, and a lot of times they would dangle or be kicking in the air when the Mothman would take off. And I've pulled up a photo of the sandhill crane. Those look very skinny.
I'm going to now do some investigative journalism and look over at her screen. Oh, my God.
Those are some knobby-ass
knees. That is huge, though.
The bird is huge. I'll give you that the wingspan is...
That bird, you could mistake that for a man.
But look
Maybe.
At its legs. No, look at its legs.
Its legs are very, very
It does
thin.
Have red eyes. And if you shined your car...
I think any animal, if you shine your car headlights at it, usually it reflects off their eyes.
It doesn't reflect red,
though. Like a possum or a deer.
Like dogs and deer and possum, it reflects back a whitish greenish.
Yeah, yeah.
But this probably would reflect red.
Mm-hmm.
But
we'll post a picture of this on our Instagram. But I don't know. It seems like a kind of credible theory, except for those legs. But maybe he was real swole. Maybe he'd been working out when he was flying around the tunnels and stuff in the TNT area.
That's how he missed out on his migration pattern. He was like,
he was working out.
Gold's Gym is this way.
It was leg day. Leg day that day. Another explanation that many authorities believed was that it was just teens playing a prank. Which
that's the explanation for all the bad things.
It's always, always. How savvy do people think teens are? Could you as a teen have been able to fool an entire town into thinking a giant Mothman was stalking them?
I do appreciate, for all adults talk shit about teenagers, the amount of credence they lend to a teenager's dedication and drive. Yeah. Like, you really think that a teenager is going to plan and execute a month, quite nearly year-long plan.
Yeah.
Actually, it was over a year. It was a 13-month plan.
And imagine the planning that and execution that went into this before they even pulled the trigger.
That's true.
After 5 minutes, any teen would have lost interest in this and abandoned the whole thing.
Also, everybody was making out up there. Don't you think you'd be in a Mothman suit trying to scare people and say, like, ooh, oh, man, I want to finger a girl.
Another interesting hypothesis is mass illusion, which is also going to be the name of my death metal album when
it's
it comes
pretty
out.
Badass one.
Mass illusion is when one illusion starts to influence others, causing people to see the same thing.
My dad used to always say, people are sheep.
Sheeple.
You know? And he would just say, everyone, he said, for a while, no one said amazing. And out of nowhere, everyone starts saying amazing. Everyone, everything's amazing. It's so, my dad should have been a stand-up, frankly. He was very funny.
That's where you got it from.
Yeah, it's true.
Although your mom is very funny.
Oh, she's very funny too. My mom's more funny in maybe like a talk show way. My dad was more funny in like a Jerry Seinfeld, what's the deal with.
Drier sense of humor.
But it's true though that people do want to be part of a cultural phenomenon.
Oh, for sure.
So if there's a bunch of people running around saying they saw a goddamn Mothman, then maybe the next time you're making out, you see a thing in the woods and you go, oh my God, did you see what that was, Jeremy?
Or even if you don't see something, you think you did.
Exactly. It could have been nothing or a raccoon or something, but you see the reflection and say, oh, Jeremy and I were making out and we saw the Mothman.
Yep. Aliens. Another explanation. Some ufologists, paranormal authors, and cryptozoologists claim that Mothman is an alien, supernatural manifestation, or a previously unknown species of animal.
They did say that some of the earlier sightings in Point Pleasant before the Mothman was seen, a woman was picking her kids up from school, and over the playground area, she saw a silver spinning disc, and a man was standing in midair next to the disc, and she said that he had, I don't mean to laugh.
It's kind of a crazy situation.
She said that he had on a skin-tight silver bodysuit.
Oh, that's never a good look.
With white hair.
Was it David Bowie?
It was David Bowie.
Oh, man. God.
He's like, come aboard the ship, baby.
In a heartbeat, David.
Oh, we go.
Oh, hell yeah.
She said one eye was different colors than the other. It was definitely David. There was a star on his face. But she saw that, and then she turned to pick up her kids, and when she turned around, it had flown away. And there were some other sightings of spheres and orbs of light. And then people would get pink eye from looking into things, or they would get sunburns at nighttime from being exposed to these orbs. So that's what drove a lot of ufologists to claim that Mothman was some sort of a creature from another planet. John Keel does not buy this theory.
Wow. Well, that kind of leads into another explanation for what Mothman could be. Some believe he is connected to Ingrid Cold, which is another type of strange phenomenon that we might just have to do a whole episode on, because it is very strange and I'd never really heard about it until this, and it's pretty interesting.
Half of the Mothman prophecy book is about this guy.
Really?
Yeah. It's about how he relates and how he was around and the information he gave about himself and all that.
So he's also known as the Grinning Man. Ingrid Cold is supposedly a supernatural entity thought to be an alien or alien species who grins at those who see him.
Yes, he visited a couple of the residents of Partridge, I believe, and he said he was from another planet outside of our galaxy.
And he communicated with them telepathically.
Correct.
He didn't actually speak to them, but they could hear in their brains what he was saying.
Which is fucked up.
Yeah, but also a very advanced way of communicating. Could save a lot of time if I could just like look at you and think of something and then you know what I'm saying.
My question is, how would you parse out? So I have a lot of thoughts in my head all the time. A lot of them come out of my mouth, but not all of them.
That's true.
Most of them do.
I think it would be with the same intent as if you were speaking. I would just look at you and
I'm trying.
Think. Yeah, I agree.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
It was a good show. It was a funny joke you guys didn't hear. I just told them.
Yeah, it was really funny, though. It was really, really good.
Thank you.
Here's another theory, which if I'm not going to say giant bird, this one I kind of buy because it still kind of is a giant bird. Two couples allegedly had a terrifying encounter with the Mothman at the TNT region we talked about. Interestingly, before this area was a weapons factory in World War II, it was a bird sanctuary. Could it be that Mothman is a mutant created from a lineage of birds from the World War II era and leftover TNT residue? I think it might be, Heather.
I don't think that it's the bird got gooed up in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle-esque scenario.
I bet he turns all those turtles and that rat.
He became a crime fighter.
Because he's got tunnels everywhere.
I guess that's true.
Oh my gosh, this is how they all get a crossover movie.
Mothman and the Turtles.
Yes, there are. The stage is set. It was also reported that during the Point Pleasant sightings, several men in black and other odd people showed up in town, knocking on residents' doors, urging them to keep calm and to not spread any rumors. They would ask residents about the people who claimed to have seen the Mothman and if they were truthful and believable. One of these odd visitors was a blonde woman with a southern accent. Is it us?
It's Dolly Parton.
Who claimed to be John Keel's secretary. She would ask all sorts of personal and deep questions to people who John had already interviewed. However, John did not have a secretary.
He said one of the people with whom he had corresponded and interviewed in person called him for some follow-up and just casually in the middle of the conversation said, yeah, it was like I was telling your secretary the other day, blah, blah, blah. And John said, stop, stop, stop. What do you mean secretary? And the guy said, yeah, your secretary came by. She was real nice. And John said, what was her name? And the guy said, you know, I can't remember. And John said, well, I don't have a secretary, no matter what her name was. And it seemed like people, this lady, some others, were going around behind John and visiting for him, you know, as he was interviewing people for the book and going behind him and then re-interviewing people and saying, we're census takers. How many children do you have? How long have you lived here? How old are you? What do you do for a living?
Creepy.
Interesting.
Most of these visitors had odd shoes with thick soles, eccentric haircuts, and clothes that were brand new looking, but in styles that were years or decades old.
Just sounds like a bunch of nerds.
Straight up. They would also be ill-dressed for the weather, donned in such styles as linen suits in the dead of winter.
They just said that these visitors just made people feel awkward.
Didn't similar visitors happen with black-eyed kids?
Yes.
See, there's a lot of crossover with all these creepy phenomena.
Yes, people think that these are
men
in black.
I think they're all friends.
Oh, yeah.
They're all friends and they all live.
Illuminati.
They're all Illuminati.
That's my one regret is I forgot to ask Dave Chappelle about the Illuminati. Oh. It all happened so fast.
Oh, people don't know. You just met Dave Chappelle.
Oh, yeah. This new episode being released on December 30th. I got to meet John Mayer and Dave Chappelle as part of their Controlled Danger tour. And it's not really a tour. I guess they do one-off shows. But there's a video of Dave Chappelle that he's basically saying, the Illuminati runs all this shit.
And
I should have asked him about it. And I just basically talked about my tits. And then we laughed. And then I left. It was a very short meeting.
What a great, memorable meeting they had with you there. Yes. This also, we're recording this on New Year's Day.
That's right.
Happy New Year's. Hey. Even though our listeners will hear this
tomorrow.
Happy New Year's.
Or maybe you're listening to this in October of 2019.
Sinisterhood is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Just, could you send us a message back through time? Could you send the Mothman to tell me that everything will be okay? Send me the Mothman, please.
These weird visitors also had weird, high-pitched voices and a strange manner of speaking, like a robot or a computer.
Yes, he said that it was disjointed, that it would say, hello, Mrs. Jones, how many children do you have?
Like when you call to pay your credit card?
Yes.
You got to go through that whole rigmarole?
Or they'll call and say, you have an appointment scheduled for December 27th, 2019.
Yeah, we have this toy for Ella. It's a stuffed dog. Her name is Violet. And then there's also a green one named Scout.
Oh, Violet. I think my niece has it.
Yes. It's a very common toy. It's by Leapfrog. And you can program it to say their favorite foods, which are all just a list. You go online and there's a list of foods. We picked fruit. We don't know. This was when she was an infant. But it also says their name. But then Violet will sing songs. But when it gets to her name, it's very just plug and played
like,
in.
Happy birthday, dear Ella.
Exactly. It's very funny. It's not very personal, and it's very funny.
Well, the worst case scenario would be if the doll was like, Ella, I love you. Let's run away together. Let's get rid of mommy and daddy first.
I hope that's not what she says when they're not around.
No.
One man said he was a census taker, like Heather said, and interviewed a family about their Mothman sighting. As he talked, he got redder and redder. He asked for a glass of water, took a yellow capsule, then went back to a pale color.
Yeah, they said that he just all, like, they offered him a glass
like
of water.
Like he was overheating?
Correct. They offered him a glass of water and he said, no, thank you. And then later on, as he turned redder and redder and was getting shorter of breath, he asked for the glass of water again and took it. And some people think that he's allergic to the sun or something like that because he's some sort of alien or some sort of, like, government, whatnot. Who knows?
Interesting. Another strange visitor had a wire running up his leg, leading the family to wonder if he was some kind of robot.
Yeah, they didn't know if he was a robot or some kind of, I think they
maybe
said.
Maybe he had, was on parole. Just had,
he had an ankle monitor.
Yeah, he had his ankle monitor on.
Yeah, they said maybe like an automaton and someone was using a voice generator from another room or from a van or something.
Or he was just bugged or something.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, interesting.
It was all shady as fuck.
Yeah. So who were these strange visitors? Aliens from another planet? Government officials sent to do damage control? Or perhaps both?
What?
Mm.
Well, apparently one of the witnesses of the Mothman was taken to NASA and interviewed.
Ooh.
And he said that NASA admitted to him that there were aliens, that NASA was, this is in the Mothman Prophecies book, that there were aliens, that NASA was aware of them, that they're trying to determine whether this was part of that. And the man said, if you know there's aliens, why wouldn't you just tell us? We all feel like we're crazy. You need to just release this information to the public. And the NASA worker said, if we release that information, women would commit suicide and throw babies from windows.
Oh my God.
Really, you son of a bitch?
First of all, why would it just be women?
Also, what?
That's insane.
You're a mom. At what point would you be like,
never.
Well, it's time to huck her out the window.
Zero.
The aliens
zero
are
chance
coming.
Is happening.
No, no. No. God. Yeah, so it was little lines like that where they would say, Mothman tend to...
We're having to protect the entire country because women are crazy.
They'll kill all of our children. Mm. It's like, maybe we'll kill you because Mothman is better than regular man.
You know what wouldn't have happened if this had been Mothwoman?
You know what?
She would have just been getting shit done.
And communicating.
Communicating. Everyone would have known why she was there, what she was there to do.
That's right. That's right.
Cities would have been thriving because
Absolutely.
She had flown through them.
Absolutely. And there was a couple other things about Mothman and women. One included that John Keel claimed that women who were menstruating were more likely targets. It'll attract bears and Mothmen.
I once worked with a girl who claimed the reason she was attacked by a raccoon in a park was because she was on her period. Like it ran up to her. She had scars on her arm from this raccoon attack. Like it ran up to her because she was on her period and just attacked her.
It sucks, man. She probably just had food in her pocket.
She just had some cheese in her pocket. Just
I pulled
cheese.
Out a block of cheese out of my purse last night. Oh, everyone laughed at me.
God.
Rude.
Very. Also, if I'd been there, I would have applauded you.
Also, I was very at risk for a raccoon incident.
You were.
Just walking down the street with a purse
Are
full
you
of
on
cheese.
Your period?
No, I am not, but I did have a purse full of cheese.
Wow. So while the first Mothman sightings may have been almost 53 years ago, he appears to still be alive and well. In 2017, the Chicago area had 55 reports from residents claiming they saw a flying humanoid. John Armitrano was working security one Friday evening for a popular bar, ironically called The Owl, when he claims he went outside and saw something he couldn't explain.
I saw a plane flying, but also something moving really awkwardly underneath it. It didn't really look like a bat, so as much as what illustrations of like a pterodactyl would look like, with like the slenderness of its head and its wing shaped. I know what birds and what bats look like, and this thing didn't have any feathers or fur, and it didn't fly like anything I've ever seen. It had muscular legs, a jutting tailbone, a human-like shape, and it flew in like a strange swooping motion. It was undulating up and down like a Drake dance on a video with a with a jiggling body.
Oh, man.
I didn't know how to feel.
Oh, John. Other Chicago-
Anyways, I can't let you in unless you have three girls with
okay.
you.
Fair enough.
You have to go.
Fair enough.
Cover charge is $40.
40? Man.
50 for you.
Oh, shit. Other Chicagoans' accounts have varied from...
A large, black, bat-like being with glowing red eyes.
To...
A big owl.
Or something that resembled...
It was a goddamn gothic gargoyle.
Or...
Mothman.
Lon Strickler, a self-described 14 researcher who's been compiling all of the Chicago sightings on his website, Phantoms and Monsters.
Hell yes.
So, yeah, I'm definitely checking that out. Says these sightings are unlike anything he's ever seen in all his years of research, and that they are historical in cryptozoology terms because it is happening in an urban area and that there are so many sightings in one period. Lon believes there are at least three flying humanoids around Chicago due to the varied locations, the concentration of sightings in certain neighborhoods, and the small differences in the eyewitness testimonies.
What is a 14 researcher, you ask? Allow me to tell you.
Please do.
Charles Hoy Fort.
Wait, what's that middle name?
Hoy. Like Chips Ahoy.
Oh, okay.
Like his name for his grandfather, Chip Ahoy. Charles Hoy Fort from the 1800s. He died at age 57 in 1932. So sad. So young. He looks like Teddy Roosevelt.
He does.
He was an American writer and researcher who specialized in anomalous phenomena. So when you use terms like Fortean, it's basically weird stuff.
Yeah.
Like things that don't fit into other type of research. So I like that someone's a Fortean researcher. Mm-hmm. A self-described Fortean researcher.
We kind of are Fortean researchers.
Hey, you know what? I thought that meant a bunch of nutbags, but turns out we are that.
I think we are.
I guess the two
nutbags.
Are not mutually exclusive. And John Keel is a 14.
Oh, 100%.
Yes.
Dr. David A. Gallo, not a 14, but a psychologist from the University of Chicago.
A quote unquote real scientist.
Whose research deals with memory, specifically how people actively and sometimes inaccurately reconstruct the past.
Let me just say, I agree completely.
We've talked about memory a lot before.
Doing volunteer work for the Innocence Project, especially, you see the cases where there was two or three eyewitnesses and DNA definitively proves it wasn't mm-hmm. that person.
It's wild.
People's eyes are trash, mm-hmm. just like the rest of their bodies.
It's amazing, as your dad would say.
Stop saying amazing, Christy. What do you? Jude last night said the human body is just kind of garbage. It
is. It's not wrong. And Jude is our friend.
Yes.
Shout also, out.
Thanks for the badass party, man.
Yeah, and he is a very hip and cool artist.
Very talented. I love
you
his
go
shit.
Follow him on Instagram. It is Day Off
with a three Y's.
D-A-Y-Y-Y Off. He also has a very fun store where you can buy a lot of his cool shit on T-shirts and other types of stuff.
And also, he's just funny.
He's just very funny.
We just were we were yelling at our invisible doctors who give a shit and tell us to exercise and eat less.
That's amazing. Well, Dr. Gallo offers a different explanation.
Dr. Gallo.
He says Lon is getting, quote, a selective sample because he's not sampling random people and asking if they saw the Mothman. He's just counting the number of people that voluntarily came forward to report a sighting.
Okay, but that's... What? Were you just going to stand... First of all, go to Chicago. I used to live in Chicago. Go to Chicago, stand on the street, and try to ask people if they've seen a Mothman.
Please someone do this.
You're going to get...
Please send us a video.
Punched in the ribs. People are going to go, what are you, some kind of fucking asshole? Probably you'll run into Rahm Emanuel. He tries to be hip and ride the train. No, they're not going to answer
right.
your questions. People on the bus have their headphones in. They don't want to talk to you.
Well, the ideas about the supernatural can be culturally and socially transmitted, according to Gallo. He says that if someone witnesses a phenomena, but there are holes or gaps in their story and their memory, the mind will fill in the gaps with things that have been suggested to them as a plausible scenario. Kind of like what we were talking about. Lovers see what they think is a Mothman. It's really just a raccoon, but their brain has been suggested that the Mothman is on the loose, therefore kind of fills in this
scenario. They assume
scenario.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Are the recent Chicago sightings just a case of mass illusion, Or is the Mothman trying to send an urgent warning to the residents of the Windy City?
You see the Mothman. He flies at you. And you say, what do you want, Mothman? And he just goes, bleh! And then you freak out. And then a bridge collapses.
Oh, God.
Chicago has a lot of bridges.
They do.
As a former Chicago architectural tour guide, I can tell you that it has ballast bridges that go over the Chicago River, which are a weighted and balanced system.
I've done a architecture tour in Chicago on the river. It was gorgeous.
It's very fun. That was a great way to spend my summers in college, was just stand on the front of a boat talking for 75 minutes at a time.
That would be very fun. And Elise lives in Chicago, no?
No, she lives in Philly. We met in Chicago, then she moved to Philly.
Okay, I was going to ask her if she'd seen Mothman.
We'll see.
We probably would have heard if she had.
Jesse, our friend Jesse, the comedian, Jesse Gonzalez, lives in Chicago.
That's
right. And Susie, our listener Susie, lives in Chicago. Susie, write us and let us know.
If you are from Chicago, let us know if you have seen Mothman, or if you know of anyone that's seen Mothman.
Please share your Mothman sightings.
Please do. We'd love to hear them.
Sinisterhood is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So what do we think?
Well, you've made it very clear that it's a bird.
I do think that it's probably just a giant bird, if anything at all.
Okay, here's what I think.
Oh, God.
Okay, let me just first start this off by I am admittedly very easily swayed.
Which is a great attribute for a lawyer to have.
No, because I never argue on behalf of myself. I always have clients, and I don't care what anyone wants. I'll argue for them. That's fine.
Sure.
Okay, I can see your side of it. Let's argue for that. I don't even really argue because I'm a deal lawyer, and I just say, what do you want in this deal? We will do that thing.
We will make it happen.
We will make that deal happen. But, for instance, they rang my doorbell last night, and they were like, do you want a security system? And I said, yeah, okay. I already bought one. They go, just return the other one you bought. I said, okay.
Wow. I buy stuff when people come to my door.
I did say only if you'll – they said, you're so funny. You should have a show. And I said, I do. And it's called Sinisterhood. Did you want a sticker? Will you tell five friends to listen?
Oh, that's amazing. See, I would buy something if someone came to my door if I knew I was going to gain some listeners out of it.
Well, I kept talking about murders, and they thought it was very funny. And I said, well, I host a show about murders. And then I told them a lot of facts about JonBenet Ramsey.
Wow, they got more than they bargained for when they knocked on your door.
They said, oh, that's a lot of theories. Wow. Got hours
more. Ma'am, you know what? I think you don't need this security system after all. We're going to head out.
They're like, you're clearly.
They lost a sale.
They did.
They had to explain to their manager why they could not sell
it. They said, we had to leave the porch. We had to give it to her for free. She would not stop talking about JonBenet Ramsey. No, the Mothman book that I read by John A. Keel, the Mothman Prophecies book, posits the following, and I think based on my deep and unending belief in the multiverse theory, mm-hmm. and especially the CIA's theory that the universe is a bendable hologram, that we're living in one current version of the multiverse, that our focus, if we get into an entranced and psychic state, I'll post this. I should post this in the show notes, this weird CIA research document I found.
Everyone, the tinfoil hat is out, by the way. She is wearing it proudly right now.
The CIA has done its research that if you try to this probably goes along with my controlling nature. You shut your eyes and you meditate and you try to visualize what you want to happen.
I believe in this wholeheartedly.
It's chaos magic. It's prayer. It's whatever. Then if it's something that's not too far off from the current multiverse we're in, if it's just one of the alternate dimensions that's nearby, you can, with enough psychic energy, alter the dimension to just skip over one track.
That's fascinating.
That you can just skip over one track. But say I'm a lady that lives in Dallas, Texas. I shut my eyes and I think John Mayer just needs to fall in love with me. It's too many.
Too many tracks.
To be fair, he met me yesterday, so he probably
just. But it's not. Is it that many tracks now?
You guys go to my Instagram. I look fucking fly in my blue dress.
You look like a happy couple. That picture.
Thank you. It's our first picture. Our next one's going to be at our wedding.
Of many more. Yeah.
Many more. No, I definitely photoshopped a picture of me and John Mayer together when I was 15, and I have braces, and it's the dorkiest thing. If my mom can find it, I'll post it. It's so dorky.
Do a side-by-side comparison so then and now.
It's so cute and dorky. But I think that the CIA's theory is that if you try to change the current universe too far away, like you try to go from, say it's an alphabet, and we're on track D, you can move to C or B, or you can move to F, E, F, G maybe. But if you're trying to move to track Z, that you can separate your mind from your soul and you can lose your shit and it makes you crazy.
Oh, wow.
So all that to say is...
Know your limits.
All that to say is that there are multiple concurrent universes happening. And John Keel posits that in another one of these existences that there is a higher species of beings who have discovered how to move not only from universe to universe or timeline to timeline, but they can move. So say it's train tracks, right? Mm-hmm. Is the two timelines running against each other, that they can't just skip from one piece of metal on one side to the other back and forth, but that they can run forwards and backwards. So they can go forward in time and backward in time. So is God an alien or Jesus just a time traveler from another dimension? So John A. Keel, I'm going to read you verbatim what he said.
Okay.
These creatures, these mothmen, gods, Jesus, all major religions are based on what is called ultra-terrestrials. They exist in another timeline or multiverse and can cross over into ours at will. This explains phenomena like the abominable snowman, chimera, ghosts, aliens, UFOs, and everything in the Bible.
Wow. Everything in the Bible.
Anytime you see lights or flying saucers or aliens, they're not real in the sense that a 747 airliner is real. They are transmogrifications of energy under the control of some unknown extra-dimensional intelligence. This intelligence controls important events by manipulating specific human beings through the phenomenon of mystical illumination. Our religions are based upon long-time awareness of this intelligence and our struggle to reduce it to humanly acceptable terms. So I'm saying, man, back in biblical days, you see a guy that can basically appear and disappear and do magic tricks, and you think, he must be a fucking god.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just jumps back to his timeline. He's like, this.
That's kind of how we feel about David Blaine and current.
He's a mind freak. Oh, no, that's Chris Angel.
They're the same, though.
I mean, aren't they? But maybe they're interdimensional beings. Who knows?
Regardless of how insane some people might think that explanation is.
All right.
I don't think it is. But to be the first person, to be John Keel and to have been the first person to come up with that theory is pretty impressive because of how in-depth and layered it is.
It truly is. And
my mind would explode if I tried to come up with something like that.
I feel like it explains a lot. I feel like a lot of times my dreams are me visiting other realms.
I think that big time.
I don't know.
I can also control my dreams.
Oh, can you? I can lucid dream if I think to do it. If I'm about to fall back asleep and think, I'm about to fall back asleep and that dream was so scary, I think, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if I just go to sleep at night,
Do you ever, on the opposite end, think, oh, I really want to get back into that dream because it was really cool?
Oh, I do sometimes.
You're able to get back into
it. I spend a lot of time, it's partially because I meditate early in the morning right when I wake up in the hypnagogic state, which is a really great place for creativity. Sometimes I think of really funny jokes while I'm meditating pause the music and write it down, I usually go into a hypnagogic state when I get massages, especially like an hour-long massage.
What do you define hypnagogic?
Okay, so hypnagogia is, some people call it hypnagogic hallucinations. It's the experience of the transitional state from wakefulness to sleep. So the hypnagogic state of consciousness during the onset of sleep or in like waking up.
So you can spend time in that if you – sometimes if you're having a nap and you're about to fall asleep mm-hmm. at night and you start thinking of things and you're almost like daydreaming, but you can control it a little bit mm-hmm. more. There's a really great article on utilizing hypnagogia for creativity that I will post in the show notes.
Oh, that'd be great. Because I – when I – you said massages. Did you say you yes, sometimes – yes, yes. Yeah. I feel like I also go into this like weird kind of sleepy – alternate universe thing sometimes when I'm getting a massage, and I'll just think about things that make no sense, or things will just come to me that I have no idea what. It's just very bizarre.
It's the hypnagogic state.
The thoughts that will come. The same thing happens to me in yoga at the mm-hmm. end of yoga, or the beginning when you're just laying there.
Yes.
And waiting for class to start, and it's the music and lights are down and everything. That will happen to me too. And sometimes it creeps me out though.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on in there. So you have to live in it and try to harness it and then mine it for creative.
I'm going to go down this rabbit hole hard.
Do it. I love it. I'll find the article. It's from the Atlantic magazine.
Very excited.
So I think that's what it is, that it's ultra-terrestrials. Okay. I believe the John Keel theory, because he was there, man. He was on the ground. Yeah. We didn't even really mention Mary Heyer, which I think we should briefly mention her. She was the journalist that wrote for the Point Pleasant newspaper, uh-huh. and repeatedly she would be visited by these quote-unquote visitors, the men in black or uh-huh. whatever, and they would say to her or to others, what do you think that Mary would do if we told her not to write anymore? And I'm pretty sure she told them to go fuck themselves.
Good for her.
Because she just reported what people told her. She didn't make stuff up. This wasn't the National Enquirer or Weekly World News right. or whatever. She was just taking statements from people and reporting it.
As a good journalist does.
Go on with yourself, girl.
Well, that's what we think. We'd love to know what you think. And if you... have ever seen Mothman?
Let me just take my tinfoil hat off.
Please let yes. us know.
Please, if you have seen the Mothman, please, or you are a family member, I'm desperate.
Or if you are the Mothman, we'd love to have you on the show.
Are you single, Mothman? Who knows?
We got some shout outs. We got Instagram shout outs. BSparkle85. Thank you for sending us the pictures of the alien street lamps in Roswell. They
so
are
cool.
very cute.
Yes.
She says they annoy her.
Well, I'm
think
sure.
they're very cute. If you lived there, it'd probably, because you're just inundated with the alien stuff. Again, Boozy Stitches. She made some amazing cross-stitched ornaments with some quotes from some of our shows that were very funny.
They're amazing, and you can find them on our Instagram, and we've linked to her page. She's yes. phenomenal. Thanks again.
And we've had so many wonderful listeners that messaged us over the holidays, say they were listening to us with their families, or binging us, or listening to us on road trips. There were so many, we couldn't even list all of you, but a heartfelt thank you to everyone that reached out to us.
Also, I want to shout out my friend Werner, who said that not only has he been listening, but also he has been telling family and friends to listen. And I want to shout out Natalie, who forces her husband to listen on their Amazon Echo at home. He's a fellow attorney, and I'll text him a legal question, and he'll say, well, I was just listening to your voice throughout my entire house.
And as also, it should be.
Shout out to the weird, biblical-looking serial killer with the long hair from the Starbucks who may be following her. Let's hope he's not, but let us know if you want us to do an investigation.
Yes.
Or... was it just an excuse not to walk your dog?
Uh-oh. Well, the best thing you can do to help us grow is like, review, and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. I recently went through and read all of our iTunes reviews, and almost all of them are just so amazing, and you guys give us such praise, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you so, so much.
Yeah,
you have to log in. You have to remember your iTunes password. You got to log in. It's so many steps.
It is.
So thank you for taking those steps. Mm-hmm.
Also, tell a friend who you think would like us to check us out.
And if they say, what's the name of it? Just take their phone, look it up on their podcasting app, and subscribe them. It's much easier. That's what I usually do when people are trying to spell it out.
Oh, yes. That's a good idea. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Sinisterhood Pod, and like us on Facebook at Sinisterhood. Heather, where can they find you?
If you want to see a picture of me in my fly-ass looking dress with my husband, John Mayer. Also, if you want to – I know we did a social media campaign before with John Cusack. It didn't go well.
Nah. Well, we have another John this time.
My one true love since I was a teenager has been John Mayer. So if
it's about time you get together then.
You know what? He was just like, I feel like I have to convince a lot of people when they meet me that I'm worth dating. I was like, same.
He said that to you?
No, not to me.
Oh,
he said it on stage during the show.
Well, but, he was he looking at you? With his heart, he was.
Dave Chappelle made eye contact with me several times during his set, though, and it was very hard. Like, you get a lightning bolt to the chest.
Yeah. I
was like, Dave Chappelle is the greatest living stand-up.
He's
and
great.
His set was so good.
That's
but
awesome.
But anyhow, John, I, too, feel I have to convince people to date me. And you and I are both catches. So what's going on right now? Also, you sang one of my favorite songs, I feel like, is a tragically underrated John Mayer song, which is Stop This Train. Mm-hmm. It makes me think of my dad, and it makes me cry, and I openly wept at the show.
That's how you know it was a good show.
It was
you laughed and you
I
cried.
I laughed and I cried. So anyways, if you guys want to see me looking fly in my dress, hanging out with John Mayer, go to at Heather VS The World on Instagram or MCK VS The World on Twitter and just tag the shit out of John Mayer. Be like, hey, look at this hot broad.
Yeah,
you're meant to be together.
John Cusack didn't work out. John
Mayer
will. Hey,
fuck
Mayer
you, John
will.
Cusack, you hoe.
Not messing it. 2019 is the year of John Mayer and Heather getting
absolutely.
Together. Finally.
I got to ask Sylvia this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, this weekend.
Yes.
January 6th.
Correct. You can meet us at the Dallas Psychic Fair. You can go to DallasPsychicFair.com for the address and to grab a coupon. And we'll probably be there around 1 o'clock, 1:30. And we are happy to meet you guys, help you choose what psychic you want to go to, see if you want to do. I've done aura photography, Reiki healing. I think I'm going to do another aura photography to compare the two.
I haven't done it, so I might do that this time.
And he said your aura changes. You have to have cash for the aura photographer. They do have ATMs, but bring some cash too, and you can use your credit card to get in or to pay for any of the readings. But I got to go back to Sylvia. I need some more guidance.
Your girl, Sylvia.
I need to ask her. She did say that this around this time I would meet my husband.
Wow, God. It's John.
Or maybe it's Dave Chappelle, and I'm chasing the wrong
one.
Well,
he's married.
He's already married.
Yeah, so. Well, I can be found on Instagram at Christy M. Wallace or Twitter at Christy or GTFO, and I will be posting pictures from not only the Dallas Psychic Fair, but also you guys.
This is this weekend, one night only, Christy, a Miller Lite keg, a killer playlist. Christy's 40th birthday.
It is. I turn 40 on Friday, you guys. I can't really believe it because, as you know, all year I thought I was 38.
It happens.
And then in October I realized, oh no, I'm 39. And it was very quickly I was about to be 40. So Saturday we were having a big party. And I'm sure there will be lots of videos and pictures posted. So if you want to see all that mayhem, then go ahead and follow. And you can follow either one of us. She's going to be there, too.
Oh, yeah.
We'll both be there.
Yeah.
Well, as always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy. Sinister.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple? Your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustables sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustables sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.